Good morning. It's great to be here. I came about a year ago, I think, last time. I'm part of one of the other church plants from Christ Church Bromley, a church called Park Langley. Some of you may be aware of that. And I'm on the leadership there. So it's difficult for me to get away, but it's great to come and see you. It's great to have had some involvement in the church here. Will and Michelle will remember scouring the streets of Croydon in the back of my car, looking for somewhere to live and somewhere to meet. And it's great to see it all come to fruition. I'm here today with my wife, Stella. I've got two grown-up children. Both got married last year. It was an expensive year. But they both married Christians. They're Christians themselves. And so it's a great joy to us. And that's part of my story, actually, is that I was born into and brought up in a Christian home and family. I knew for a long while that on my father's side, the generations went back a long way. My grandfather and great-grandfather were like operations directors, which is what I do for Christchurch Romney, a church in south of London. And my great-great-grandfather was a church planter, I've discovered. He planted a church in London. But recently I've been doing some work on my mother's side and found that back into the 1700s they were all Christians. It's amazing. So I'm immensely privileged, I think, to come from a Christian family like that, because it meant two or three things. One was that I was prayed for daily by my grandparents, and I'm still prayed for by my parents. And I heard and was taught about the Lord Jesus from my earliest days, like Timothy in the Bible. From infancy, I'd known Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. And I saw from my parents and other family members what trust and dependence look like, particularly on the Lord, particularly in the big issues of life. But it didn't mean that I was automatically a Christian. Like everyone born of a human father, surely I was sinful at birth. In sin did my mother conceive me. I needed to be reborn into God's family. I can't point to a particular day when that happened. But I do recall when I was about 10 or 11 years old attending a children's holiday Bible club where the good news of Jesus really came clear to me. The theme for the work was that we're all born with this hereditary disease called sin. Many people don't recognise that. Many simply deny it. Others try and cover it up. Many try all sorts of ways to try and deal with it, to cure it. But they can't. There's only one who can heal, and he is the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, it's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners. And I think I certainly understood clearly at that point that I needed Jesus to cure me from my sin. There's been lots of ups and downs since, but God has been faithful through all. God has greatly blessed. I'm thankful for those who have taught me. And I'm grateful for the way that God has allowed me to serve him. From my earliest days, I've been a musician. And starting at Sunday school, I was sort of roped into the music team. I've been doing that ever since. And I've found, not just that I've enjoyed the music, but some of the songs that we sing that are based on the Bible have been a great help and a great encouragement to me over the years. And I'll quote one or two in a minute that mean a lot to me, and put in words what I feel and what the gospel means to me in words which are far more powerful than I could use. And it's certainly true that as I go through life, I'm more conscious of how frighteningly sinful my heart is and how much more I need God's mercy and grace. And I think like others who brought up in a Christian home, well, you can't actually point to a day when you weren't a Christian. When I do stumble, and I do, the enemy tries to use that by saying, you can't be a proper Christian, or you wouldn't have thought that or done that. But when that happens, when Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Saviour died, my guilty soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. a favourite verse from the Bible has always been Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, we were his enemies. Christ died for us. And my response? And when I think that God, his son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God to thee, how great thou art. So how to sum up my testimony? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So all praise to him for his mercy and his grace.